Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Hannah Thompson-Weeman talking Prop 12 in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Becca McMillan is a ranch lady from Southern Oklahoma, vice chair of the Oklahoma Beef Council, and a mom. And she says she really understands today's consumers wanting some great ideas for fixing beef for their families.
I can relate as a mother. I work a full-time job, the mother of an 8-year-old and a rancher's wife, that I want a meal that's fast and tasty.
Becca says she's proud that Beef Checkoff dollars are used to develop beef recipes that meet consumers' wants and needs.
Through the years, they have wanted meals that fit their lifestyles as well as current tastes and trends.
And Becca reminds us that great beef recipes can be found at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
The best place to look for a great checkoff on a beef recipe is on the Beef It's What's For Dinner website. In fact, in its digital advertising, the checkoff encourages consumers to go to the website for lots of delicious and healthy beef recipes. The recipes can also be found through the Oklahoma Beef Council website at www.oklabeef.org.
Those involved in anti-animal agriculture efforts got a big win in the Tuesday, November elections out in California, Proposition 12 easily passing. It sets new standards in place for cage-free laying hens, for veal, and for sows in gestation crates. Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance says they had some big bucks behind the Vote Yes campaign.
This was, as you mentioned, a very successful campaign for them. They did get a majority to vote for it, and they had a lot of money to do that. The Political Action Committee supporting the Yes on Proposition 12 vote had over $13 million in funds. $4 million of that was contributed by a foundation called the Open Philanthropy Project, which is funded by one of the founders of Facebook, so they have a lot of money to throw around. And they have a animal welfare officer, I'm putting that in quotes, who used to work for HSUS, and he has been very involved in getting grants awarded to activist groups. So Open Philanthropy Project has given millions of dollars to HSUS, the Humane League, Mercy for Animals, specifically for a lot of these corporate campaigns to drive producers towards certain practices. It'll be interesting to see what this means for the long term. Can they get the deadline extended to something more reasonable? But it really was probably the most newsworthy thing for animal agriculture to happen on Election Day.
Hannah says that many groups that are supporting these initiatives want to put animal agriculture out of business. One strategy is to force consumers to think twice about spending any more money on animal-based products.
Cage-free eggs are certainly more expensive than their conventionally produced counterparts because it is less efficient, it's more labor-intensive, and a lot of other things that go into that that aren't going to be a one-time investment and then we're done. So there will probably always be a price gap between conventional and cage-free eggs, and it remains to be seen whether consumers will be willing to pay that. We had Jason Lusk from Purdue University, an ag economist, do some research on that willingness to pay more for cage-free eggs versus conventional. And what he found was that, you know, there are some consumers that are willing to pay more, but that really comes out to about 40 cents a dozen more. And right now the differential is more than a dollar. So right now people aren't willing to pay that. And there's one segment of the population that's pretty substantial. It's about a little under 20% that says, if eggs went up a penny, I wouldn't pay it. So that's a fifth of the population that says if eggs get more expensive, I'm just not going to buy eggs, which of course is the goal of the activist groups. That's why they push for these requirements, because they want production to be less efficient. They want to drive up costs, and they want to force consumers to make tough choices at the grocery store and not be able to afford products.
And I guess what, at the end of the day, you know, getting past just Proposition 12, that seems to be the goal of all the various schemes, all the various venues that they are approaching, attacking, trying to move the needle on.
The animal rights movement in the U.S. is extremely well-funded. It's extremely strategic. They're very well-connected. The Alliance has profiles on over 100 activist groups that are attacking animal agriculture, whether it's based on how animals are raised or the environment or antibiotics or any other topics that they feel they can attack the industry on. And they're using a very different approach to do that. Some are doing these restaurant retail campaigns. Some are buying stock in restaurant brands. Some are pushing for legislation. Others are taking the very radical approach of these protests, break-ins, stealing animals from farms. And they're doing this very intentionally. They want some groups to be seen as more moderate and professional so they can get into these boardrooms, while others are out there doing the very aggressive and extreme tactics on farms.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman of the Animal Ag Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each April, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.